Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go.
Talking about taking action, making movement, cleaning, clearing, getting your past out of the way so that you can freely move in the now. So what am I talking about? I've been talking about looking around in your environment. If you're not making decisions regularly without resistance, you get to look around your world for other areas that are sitting and waiting and piling up. It could be in your physical space, and maybe you're not the one that needs to take care of it, but you're the one that gets to decide to hire someone to come in and take care of it. Whether you do these things yourself or not, it will be mind-blowing as you finish small details what will open to you. It's I don't know if it's written anywhere, but to me it's a universal law. It's a truth. So I have come to know that when people I know and love are striving for something, they're striving to create something and they're stopped, I can look around my world, whether it's for me or them, I can look around my world to areas that are undone and I can start completing. I can clean the desk off. I can wash the car. I can finish the trim painting that I started 2 years ago on the front trim. Whatever those things are that come up for you. I've been wanting to take this class, and I've been concerned about how I will pay for it. Make the decision and allow those next variables to show up for you. How the money will come or how the time will avail itself. What I'm saying this week is if you're not willing to take some action, you're not demonstrating and putting energy into the quantum field that's very receptive, or you can say you're not letting God know that you're serious. The quantum field is a responsive field. So whatever you do sends a bounce into that quantum field, and it's received. So whether you're sitting in a horror movie and you're petrified, or you are, and you know it's a movie, your being is experiencing that movie, and you're there. Your being is experiencing your vision, and you're there. Your being is experiencing the fact that you say you want to do something, but all of your paperwork is still sitting in a pile. You need to give proof to the universe. You need to demonstrate what you really want with your words and your actions. And then the universe will deliver it. God will deliver it. It will show up for you. So it's not just thinking about it and having a good feeling about it. It's a combination. And the more you are able to take action on saying yes, the faster your expediting from the thought to the manifestation becomes. So what you leave laying all over the house, what the decisions that you were so close to and you got a little overwhelmed and you put them on the side, those things are holding you back. So today, look around, find them, take care of them, and then you get to report what shifted when you did that. What new opportunities came up when you did that? So in the Facebook community page, I would like you to post today one or more areas that you see where you're going to take some action today and make movement. And then you can come back later and let us know the results of what you chose there, what you experienced once you said yes. I am extremely mindful about my answers to what I want to do. If I know for sure that is not on my path, I still open and listen. I sit open and listen. But if I'm certain that that's not a yes for now, I always say yes. Because a no, it ripples through your environment as well. I think there's more damage to saying no to something than saying yes. From experience. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't happen the way you think. The worst thing that happens when you say no is you've closed down possibility, and that's big. So, two things today. Start tidying up. Everywhere you can see you could tidy up, tidy it up. Post it in the Facebook community, what you're tidying up, and then notice, curiously notice, what opportunities start coming to you or things get easier after you've made those decisions. And let me know. Have a beautiful day. I'm sending you big love and completion energy. And because we are source for one another, I am in the same stretch as you. I have given myself the same opportunity, and I am tidying things rapidly. I'm making decisions. I just joined this transformational high-level entrepreneurial community because I had been thinking about it, and I know that if I don't do something when I have gotten the idea and it sounds great, that I'm causing a backup. So I said yes, and I got started. I'm also looking at a couple other areas in my home and things that I have on my list to finish. So let's do the work together. Let's stand together and powerfully make a transformation and a shift. Have a beautiful day, and I love you.